This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the first of two highly anticipated hearings today on Capitol Hill, former special counsel Robert Mueller admits that his investigation into Russian election interference was never hindered by the Trump administration or anyone else. Republican Representative Doug Collins pressing Mueller about whether the terms collusion and conspiracy are synonymous.
Leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
Like he says in his report, Mueller told lawmakers there was insufficient evidence to file conspiracy charges against anyone in the Trump campaign. There are numerous reports that the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, will step down today amid a scandal involving the publication of messages between Rosello and his advisors in which they joked about Hurricane Maria victims and made homophobic comments. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34- Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Agriculture Department proposal that could cut food assistance to more than 3 million Americans will be open for public comment starting today. The Trump administration says the new policy would save the federal government billions of dollars. So how are those talks with China going on trade? The Treasury chief says they're still going.
My expectation is there'll be a few more meetings before we get a deal done. So I wouldn't expect we'll resolve all the issues, but the fact that we're back at the table of the direction of the two presidents is important.
Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin speaking to reporters outside the White House, saying that the trade representative will be speaking with his counterpart in Shanghai starting next Monday, and then they'll follow up with future talks in Washington. New York first responders and supporters say they're relieved that the U.S. Senate gave final passage to a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund till 2092. The president's to sign the bill on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump now suing to try to block the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing his tax returns. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
It was only 2 weeks after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing the state to share their information with the U.S. Congress. The lawsuit also names New York Attorney General Letitia James and New York's tax chief Michael Schmidt. The president accused congressional Democrats of seeking his tax returns and personal financial information solely to embarrass him. It calls on the federal court in Washington, D.C. to declare that the House committee lacks a legitimate legislative purpose for obtaining the president's tax information. The president hasn't disclosed any tax information since announcing his candidacy. While he's refused repeated calls by lawmakers to release his federal tax returns, his New York state returns could contain much of the same information. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a new TV ad campaign targeting teen vaping as the Food and Drug Administration released the public service announcements yesterday. They're called Magic, and they show a British street magician surprising teens by turning e-cigarette devices into traditional nicotine cigarettes. The FDA says the goal is to connect the two products so that teens understand that e-cigarettes are just as addicting. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And it's also great to have James Hurston, yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, at least we're not in the Hill enduring 5 hours of testimony of one Robert Mueller, who already told everybody, look at what's on the 448 pages. It's there. That is my testimony. But, of course, Jerry Nadler et al., Adam Shifty Shift, and the rest of them, they don't want to hear that. I mean, they're complaining, I guess, in a sense, or at least describing the American people as being too dumb to read the report themselves. It's been out all this time, but no, we want to hear it. We want to hear it from Robert Mueller himself. So even the Dems have already said in anticipation, James, that they expect short answers to their questions.
Well, they're basically, it's political theater. And I believe, Robert Mueller has been cooperating with the Democrats. I think he obviously, by virtue of the partisanship he showed in his investigation, he's hostile to the president. And his whole appearance itself speaks volumes, because he had said after his little press speech, that was it, that he didn't want to testify. And then he amicably agrees to testify. So, but the problem for Robert Mueller is he's kind of caught in a bind. And that's because when the Republicans start asking him pointed questions, if he refuses to answer Republicans claiming that he's only going to stick to the pages of his report, and he answers questions from Democrats, answering in ways that can be construed as outside the report, then he's branding himself as a partisan and destroying what credibility that he has left. So I think that actually President Trump, who predicted that his testimony will end up being bad for Robert Mueller, I think that was a safe prediction, because I think the fact that he's doing it already is bad news for Robert Mueller, and I think it's going to put him in this bind I talk about. Because if he says okay, as he did in a statement before the testimony, that he's going to only stay within the confines of his report, then that would mean there's no need for him to testify.
Exactly.
Especially since he has a 450-page monstrosity. That what are you going to add to that with short answers? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, go to page 32, paragraph 3. That's my answer.
Right. So it's a political circus for the Democrats, the media, and the basic anti-Trump contingent that will not stop, will not rest until they are relieved of President Trump in one way or the other. And it's it's to the detriment of the country, of course.
Well, and the party's got to be taking a hit on this, because at the end of the day, James, Americans don't want to hear politicians referring to their president, you know, no matter how you feel about Trump. I mean, you constantly hear from Schiff and from Jerry Nadler that the president is a liar. He has no scruples whatsoever. He's lying six ways to Sunday. And, the fact of the matter is that the Mueller report, I read it. I don't think it says that there was collusion. I think it's conclusive in that. Where it lacked conclusivity was when they were talking about the obstruction issues. It was almost like he purposely left it vague, and you can't help but think that it was our friend who's his right hand bulldog that. That handled it. It seems like it came from, you know, his pen, not necessarily from Mueller's.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Clearly the whole second half of the report was gratuitous, unnecessary, unprofessional. Mm-hmm. And Mueller's putting himself in a position where someone might just ask him about the deleted text messages of Peter Strzok. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Page,
Yeah, and Nadler tried to say that was already concluded. And, he's bringing that up on Sunday with, with Chris Wallace, Wallace is sitting there. I mean, he became so obviously exposed as siding with the Democrats in that whole interview. I mean, I was uncomfortable watching that interview because I thought, oh, my gosh, he's totally in the tank with the Democrats on this.
Yeah, there's no Chris Wallace has changed. There's some other Fox News personalities that have changed. We don't know for sure, but I think it has a lot to do with a change of command in the basic ownership family of Fox News, and that Rupert Murdoch pulled away from active management, allowed his sons to do it. He has two sons, Lachlan and James. Lachlan went for the entertainment side on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. James went for the news side. And James is married to a woman who used to work for the Clintons and is a diehard left-of-center person, and James is probably as well. Mm-hmm. And so if we see changes in people like Chris Wallace, they're basically pandering to their boss.
Exactly.
To pays their check.
Right.
And so that's part of what's happening there.
And getting back to Mueller, I mean, Mueller was just being welcomed back to the Beltway cocktail parties, and so he's got to be careful, as you say, because he could run into jeopardy be outed or be on the outside again looking in at those cocktail parties. When I was drawing reference to that second part of the Mueller report, it was Andrew Weissman. That was the name. For some reason, my brain was – I kept thinking Harvey Weinstein. I go, no, it's not Harvey Weinstein. It's Weissman. Weissman has been the one, who's been discredited time and time again, but yet Mueller, really compromises the whole group by bringing him in, and clearly you just have the sense, and even talking with Sidney Powell, who wrote License to Lie and had a lot to say about Andrew Weissman. In fact, I think she's coming out with a new book, and to even drill down even deeper, Weissman, this is Weissman's signature work, part two of the Mueller report.
Yeah, Weissman has been chastised, reprimanded, and sanctioned by judges for not giving over exculpatory material, for really prosecutorial malpractice. And it was completely ridiculous that he was, in fact, the lead counsel for Robert Mueller on most of the investigation. That's what you're referring to.
Right, exactly.
And there's even talk about him testifying. I mean, that I would love to see him come in and let some of the Republicans have at it with him. But I think Mueller's going to have, I'm sure he's preparing pat answers and obstructive answers for these fundamental questions involving the origin of the report. When did he find out that there was no collusion? If it was early on, why did he continue the investigation? But I think he's going to, he risks coming across in a really bad way
mm-hmm.
if he's inconsistent. Or if he, you know, basically comes out with answers that are insufficient.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, the one and only James Herson continues with us. Jerry Nadler did say this, that after all was said on 5 hours of the Mueller testimony, I guess there's going to be three and two is the breakup. Intelligence will only get two because they're so smart they don't need 3 hours. So they're going to do it in two. The judicial committee will get 3 hours. But Jerry Nadler did say, well, it could be interesting, and Chris Wallace is fearful that it'll just come up and be a dud.
Well, it's good. Let's put it this way. If it's a dud, the Democrats will say it's more, you know, evidence of that will they'll put in their impeachment file, and they'll bring up impeachment, and they'll claim that it was a incredibly insightful testimony. I mean, it's a given, and much of the media will as well. Mm-hmm. But it's obvious that the public is not going along with this redo of the Democrat Party.
Well, 50% said forget
enough.
It. They said move on. You know, 50%
said 2 years. And what is $25 to $30 million?
Well, you count up all the committees. You're talking almost $70 million has been put into this, James.
That's right. And multiple investigations came up with nothing. And I think most of the public realizes that it was a myth, that it was fabrication, it was a big conspiracy theory that went nowhere. And they've seen the pattern. They've seen this constant, let's attack Trump this way today, a different way tomorrow, and that's just the way they go.
And by the way, what have you done to prevent any more Russian collusion, right? But you have to understand,
exactly.
We've been busy. We've been doing all this investigating and everything like that.
No, meanwhile, there's a portion of the Democrat Party, the most activist, who are represented by those four freshman congressional women, affectionately known as the Squad, who still believe that there is Russian collusion and that somehow it hasn't come out. It's been covered up by the Attorney General, Bill Barr. It's been covered up by the president. It's been covered up by the media. And somehow these people like Jerry Nadler are going to uncover it, even though Robert Mueller specifically said in his report that there was not evidence of collusion, and said in his report there was insufficient to have evidence for his office to come up with obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice is a kind of a red herring that now the Democrats are using as a redo to retell the story. But it's all part of the pre-election theater, the kabuki theater that the Democrats are conducting, and they're going to continue to do it.
Well, the media is giving them cover. I mean, this is the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, no doubt. But, James, what do you think? I mean, there was, even after Mueller came out, there was the follow-up statement, even by Mueller's team, that there was no daylight between what Bill Barr said and what the report said, and what Mueller said. But yet, I'll tell you, the Democrats are doing everything they can to split hairs to try to come up with some sort of story here.
No, that's right. That was the clarification statement that came after Mueller gave his speech to the press. Mm-hmm. And as you point out, the clarification statement, which was a joint statement from the Department of Justice and Mueller's office, and what that statement said is that basically we are in complete agreement with each other. There is, as you said, no daylight, but the key thing about it was Mueller did not negate or question the original assessment of the conclusions of the Mueller report. In other words, and to remind your listeners, that was that there was no evidence of collusion, the collusion was dead, and there was an insufficient case made for obstruction of justice for any reasonable prosecutor to bring it forward.
Right.
And by the way, therefore, Mueller put his imprimatur on Bill Barr's findings, the ones that the Democrats attempted to discredit, attempted to demonize. And that, by the way, that document is something the Republicans hopefully will use in this questioning and make Robert Mueller basically authenticated, so
right.
to speak.
Well,
and say, hey, that's what I meant.
Well, where's his courage as a special prosecutor? I mean, for all the money we paid, he couldn't come up with a strong enough conclusion, but yet he can go and torment the heck out of, Papadopoulos and Mike Flynn and others, but yet to come down to this, he just kind of rolls up his sleeping bag and puts it at the door of Barr and Rosenstein, and they said, okay, well, if it's left up to us to conclude, this is what we conclude. Are you okay with that? Yeah, I'm okay with that. And so then, comes out, the media gets all crazy and apoplectic about it, and then he tries to give it some sort of, 9-minute, I'm not taking any questions press conference, and, here it is, and the Democrats are trying to still make something out of this deal. It's so ludicrous, and we continue to waste the people's money on this. Next week, we'll come back. I'm sure there's going to be, continuing fallout as there is and continues to be with the, I call them the four female apocryphal, apocalypse horsewomen of the Democratic Party. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
The four leftists of the apocalypse.
Yeah, there they are. Well, we know because of all the exercise we've gone with the four women here, everything's racist. I mean, everything is racist now. And Lion King comes out, 185 million last weekend, hit the numbers that they expected to hit. It's another hit for Disney. They're making so much money this year, they don't know what to do with it. Maybe they could give some to us, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, they're having all kinds of fun. But now, the whole storyline of Lion King is subject to, this bent perspective of racism and fascism and that. What's all this about?
It's absolutely insane. The Washington Post published an editorial. The editorial accused the Lion King, and this would include the original and the remake, mm-hmm. that the story is a fable to try to promote fascist ideology. And the reasoning is so ludicrous. This assistant professor in the media studies department in the Netherlands came up with this idea that because the lions are the ruling class and the rest of the animals are subservient, that somehow this is fascism, And we have a cultural tradition all over the world of stories about kings, princes, princesses. And they're in our fairy tales, folk tales. They're in all of our media, especially for children. And all of them, according to this guy, would be fascist. And here's the funny thing. The critics, the mainstream media critics, apparently were affected because on an aggregated website, Rotten Tomatoes, Lion King remake only got a 55% score, and lots of these critics were turning up their nose at the movie. So all of a sudden, now here's a movie with an almost all African-American cast that takes place in Africa, and a Jewish executive, Jeffrey Katzenberg, along with the son of a Disney co-founder, Roy Disney, kind of gave birth to the idea of this movie. Jeffrey Katzenberg put a lot of his own personal life experiences in the story. The story is a beautiful story about coming of age, mm-hmm. about redemption, grace, justice. And, of course, the public said, as you pointed out at the beginning, this political correctness, we are not going to go for it. And therefore, it got $185 million at its opening. It's the biggest opening in July ever. It's going to end. It's the second biggest opening of the year behind Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. And it's just another example of the people not buying and overruling the idiot editors at the Washington Post and many of the idiot critics and saying, I'm taking my kids to see this new.
Exactly. James Herson, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the first of two highly anticipated hearings today on Capitol Hill, former special counsel Robert Mueller admits that his investigation into Russian election interference was never hindered by the Trump administration or anyone else. Republican Representative Doug Collins pressing Mueller about whether the terms collusion and conspiracy are synonymous.
Leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
Like he says in his report, Mueller told lawmakers there was insufficient evidence to file conspiracy charges against anyone in the Trump campaign. There are numerous reports that the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rossello, will step down today amid a scandal involving the publication of messages between Rossello and his advisors in which they joked about Hurricane Maria victims and made homophobic comments. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you with you. With us, I should say. Bill Martinez here. A lot going on and a lot to continue to talk about. Hey, coming up in a little bit, Priscilla Shire is going to be on with us. Priscilla is always such a delight. She is just an incredible woman of God. But we're going to be talking about her role that she's playing in this upcoming movie called Overcomer, which is going to come out at the end of August, I think August 23rd. And you are going to love this movie. People who have seen it, another Kendrick Brothers movie, and for those of us who loved War Room, probably I think it still ranks probably one or two in terms of their most favorite Kendrick Brothers movies. This is going to give it a run for its money. I mean, it is that good. You are going to enjoy it. A great family movie, a movie about identity, identity found in Christ. And until you're connected with Christ and you understand what God intends for you, I mean, God is the maker. It's kind of one of my Bible instructors, Miles Monroe. In fact, I was just talking about him last night, who has since passed away in a tragic accident. Anyway, Miles had given, and I'll never forget, it was on my birthday of 1993. And he had given to our class, our Bible college class, a presentation on living on purpose. It was so powerful and dynamic
that when Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, came out, I couldn't read it. I just said, I don't know anybody who could do any better than Miles Monroe. And I stubbornly refused to read Rick Warren's book. And I had to admit later on, probably about 4 or 5 years later, if you remember when that woman was held up hostage by an escapee. And what saved, I believe, both their lives was that, by the grace of God, the woman, started reading to him Rick Warren's book. And, of course, this was very well documented. And after that story, I said, whoa, what am I doing? I'll relent. I'll go ahead and read it. And, of course, anybody that has read Rick Warren's book and has copies and has, given copies out, realize it's absolutely phenomenal. But all that to say, going back to Miles Monroe, I was just so blessed by his understanding and presentation of living on purpose. And one of the key things that he had presented was, like when you're, you get a car, you get an owner's manual, right? And that owner's manual comes from the people that designed the car to tell you everything, how everything works. So if you have any question whatsoever, then you go to the owner's manual. Well, Miles Monroe's principle was, similar, is that, look at, you are a designed, human being, designed. Now, who designed you? So you've got to go, if you understand that God designed you with a purpose, then you've got to go to God, you've got to go to His Word to find out that is the owner's manual, and that is our manual to understand who we are. To be continued, right now we've got David Vanderpool is joining us now. Right? He is the Director of Development of Agriculture and Marketing for Live Beyond. He is the son of Live Beyond's founders, Dr. David and Lori Vanderpool. David himself has just an incredible history. After graduating from Abilene Christian University with a degree in biblical text, he served as Live Beyond's International Projects Director until 2012, when he was recruited by the U.S. Army to work in Afghanistan as their agricultural specialist. I didn't even know the Army had an agricultural specialist to deal in Afghanistan. Well, during this time, he had been expanding his field of expertise, studying specialties such as international agriculture development, goat farming, fishery management, and water enhancement, earning his master's certificate from a variety of universities and courses. He subsequently received his master's degree in agriculture, specializing in international agricultural development from Texas. David, I got to bring you on because I could be here for a while talking about your background. Needless to say, it is well established. It is experiential, and you've been a blessing, to us in serving your country. And now here you are serving nations with Live Beyond.
My goodness, you make me sound a whole lot better than I actually am. I need you to follow me around everywhere I go and introduce me that way.
Well, the thing is, you've been living life. I mean, you go through the process, and you probably haven't stopped and looked over your shoulder and said, oh, Lord, God has really taken me on quite a journey here, right?
Well, I will say that has been the truth, is the Lord has been active throughout every step of the way, and I am so grateful that He has chosen to use me in His service.
Well, I'm grateful that you're here with us to talk about Live Beyond. It's a faith-based nonprofit based in Haiti, and we've got a big event coming up tomorrow, right? A day of prayer.
Day of prayer, yes, sir. So Haiti has been experiencing quite a bit of unrest lately, mm-hmm. and we're always asking people to pray for Haiti, pray for the peace there, pray for the kingdom of the Lord to really take root and spread there. But with the recent unrest, we've just been asking people, hey, let's just come together for some time of true dedication, where we're just going to petition the Lord to intervene and restore peace, restore some stability, mm-hmm. so that the other faith-based NGOs and church groups can get back to work serving the people and really spreading the gospel as much as possible.
Well, as you referenced, David, Haiti has been challenged. I mean, this is, this is historical that Haiti is somewhat, you think maybe it's just a nexus of evil and so attacked by the demonic, for those of us that can see it from a spiritual plane. It is incredible how that country has been attacked. And boy, you're talking, hey, look at, let's armor up and go to the front line of the battle here in Haiti, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And you're right. Historically, Haiti has been just remarkably oppressed. mm-hmm. and remarkably in the worst sense possible. And, I mean, from the very beginning, it was a slave colony of the French. And so people were sold into oppression, and they were kept in oppression. And when the Haitians finally were able to revolt and gain their independence, they were kept oppressed for hundreds of years by their own dictators.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been a place of desperation and of true sadness for the people for so long. And they are incredible people. Some of my favorite human beings on this planet are living down there in Haiti and have grown up in that situation and have made the most of it in spite of their circumstances. And they're the ones who have truly dedicated their lives to the Lord because the primary culture in Haiti is Voodoo, which
yes.
is just open Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lucifer is the chief deity. And so it's kind of hard to deny the reality of how bad Voodoo is. And it's a religion of cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Wikipedia page on Voodoo and it makes it sound like it's happy-go-lucky, whatever. But that's not the truth on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is cursing and animosity and the continuation of oppression. And so we see down there, and we see that it is truly the bastion of the kingdom of darkness.
Exactly.
When Christians are taking the gospel to the different parts of Haiti, they are bringing the kingdom of light. And so you have a pretty... a real battle between darkness and light going on a regular basis. And I can tell you so many stories about Voodoo priests and Voodoo temple prostitutes who have come to the Lord, and in their testimony they say, I am giving my life to Christ not because I think that, my physical life is going to be much better, but because I know that it is better to live in the light than it is to walk in the darkness.
Wow.
And it's quite palpable down there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Voodoo has led to the oppression, led to the problems. And, of course, they have the earthquake back in 2010, and they have hurricanes pretty much every single year. And then the government is quite difficult to deal with. And so,
well, when it's being led by the demonic and Satan has planted his flag in the middle of that country, what can you expect? It's not about to give up that land very easily, right?
It's not going down without a fight, but
right.
My goodness, the power that is on our side is greater than the power on theirs.
Well, Jesus said it takes prayer and fasting, and tomorrow would be a perfect time for it. Explain how people can get involved with this National Day of Prayer for Haiti.
Yes, sir. And so, because we have set up different time slots where you can just volunteer to say, I am praying.
We got 10 seconds, so real quick, go to the website.
Okay.
Sorry.
Livebeyond.org. You can sign up for the day of prayer, sign up for a time slot where you're just committing to pray.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You've heard me. I've been bragging about her for a long time and her new movie that's coming out called Overcomer. Priscilla Shire joins us now, an American author, motivational speaker, actress, Christian evangelist, and she's here with us right now to talk about this new movie, Overcomer. Priscilla, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be talking about Overcomer. I had a chance to see it. And, oh, my gosh, you and the Kendrick brothers, again, you guys have teamed up to come up with something real special.
Oh, man, I sure do hope that it blesses people and encourages folks the same way War Room did.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, I told you, you know, I got friends that also saw the movie, and they're going, Bill, War Room was my favorite. Now this one here. Wow, you know, it's 6 of 1, half dozen another, you know, and,
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too, that kind of response. But, you know, the message, that you have in Overcomer is just so, I don't know, can we say timely? You know, you get those, those messages that come in at a time when they're most needed, and it seems to be that's what Overcomer's about here.
You know, I would agree with you, and I think that's something that is so unique and that the Lord is using the Kendrick brothers for. They pray through their projects for so many years before they ever go to a filming one, and they just want to get a sense of the Holy Spirit's nod of approval. And I think because of that, all their movies have been timely. Like, they just have come out at a time where the culture needed that beacon of light in regards to that topic. And if the country and the world has ever been in an identity crisis,
exactly.
You know, any more than now, I don't know when that's been. Folks are just floundering trying to discover who they are. And we can see this most clearly in the redefinition of everything. Redefining genders, redefining marriage, redefining family. Nobody's anchored in the truth and standing firmly in the truth of the definitions that our God has given us as to who we are. And that's what this film is all about.
You know, and I tell you, this is what we talk about on this show from time to time, Priscilla, and you used this the right word, anchored. You know, the Bible says people without vision will perish or cast off restraint. That casting off restraint are these anchoring points to the truth, to the Word of God that holds us steady no matter what the storms are, no matter what hits us, we know what we can count on. But in a culture today, and dare I say, even in some churches today, they have let go of those anchoring points. And it's no wonder that people are in chaos.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. The world is too difficult. Life is too hard. Everything is too up one down and up one day and down the other for you not to have something anchoring you. You know, even this past year, my personal family has been through, honestly, four or five very horrible losses and family members and difficult diagnosis and one thing after the other. And we've been so grateful because it's in times like those that you really discover whether or not the hope that you have in Christ, whether you really believe it or not, whether you're really anchored in his truth or not. And so in the film, you've got several main characters whose lives are in a bit of a tailspin because their significance was rooted in the success of their career or in relationships that they had or external things. And when those things are pulled away, that's when you really get to see whether or not you had an illegitimate attachment to those things. There's nothing wrong with success or the money that you've made or the relationships that you have, but when your significance is tied to them, that's when there's
exactly.
a problem because everything changes.
Well, you know, you brought up some personal challenges. I spoke with your dad at NRB here a couple months back. Your dad, of course, Tony Evans. Just for clarification for those that are, you know, that go, okay, I thought that she, you know, Tony is her dad. But, you know, your mom, how's mom doing?
You know what? My mom is doing really great, and I'm grateful to you for asking. The reality is we still need God to do a miracle. There's not really a medical way that they can heal her, and they've made that clear to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of it is we've actually already seen God's grace in that they don't quite understand why she's not in pain and why she's not in constant discomfort. Mm-hmm. But she's not. I mean, if you saw her, you would not even know she's sick because she really has been able to function as she would normally for the most part. And so that right there actually is already a sign of just God's grace through all
Amen.
Of this.
Well, I know that many are praying, and I will say
so
to
grateful.
You that
Thank
we're
you.
We're praying for Mom, and unlike the one character at that point, I'll tell you, that one moment in the movie where, the father who's lying in bed questions the coach, coach to say, well, you know, you said you were going to pray for me. Let me ask you, did you pray for me?
Did you?
Wow,
yeah,
I'm telling you. That hit the hearts of a lot of people in the room that we were in that were watching this movie. I'm telling you, it really calls you calls you to accountability.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that this movie is going to do that. It's going to entertain people as the Kendrick Brothers movies always do. It's going to engage their emotions for sure, but it also they're going to leave asking themselves questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point, is to get people to sort of grapple with internal spiritual issues and draw them back to the feet of Jesus and into more intimate relationship with him.
You're going to laugh in this movie, too. There's some real funny parts. I mean, Coach Harrison is hysterical. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, especially the running scenes and he's trying to do it. Even his son, who's an athlete, and he's going out there thinking he can run a 5K and realizes that it's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so good fun. And the actress who is introduced, this young girl, this is the first time she's acted, right?
It is. Her name is Erin Wright Thompson, and she is delightful on screen as she is off. So just a really great young lady, and I think people are really going to enjoy seeing her on screen.
Well, give us a quick summary here of the movie so the people have some reference here.
Absolutely. It's based around mostly a 15-year-old girl named Hannah. Hannah's identity really is struggling, her sense of self-worth and significance and value, mostly because she's a teenager, and who of us in those years didn't go through that? But it's compounded because her family structure has disintegrated a bit. She's being raised by her grandparents and feels displaced in that way by her grandmother. And then you have John Harrison. He is a man who has placed his significance in his job, which he loses. His career is not what he thought it would be. And so his significance is called into question in his own mind. And then as the story unfolds, you find that there is even a third player who is wrestling with the value that he has and can add to the lives of the people that he loves. Mm. He's just questioning it all because his health has been stripped away. And so you've got three people whose stories converge one upon the other in a very surprising, unique, and creative way that really draws you into the story and, more importantly, into the principle of identity being a critical facet of all of our lives and it being firmly rooted in something that cannot be taken away.
Well, I'll tell you, we have been so blessed by the Kendrick brothers and what they have done, you know, how they started out, Priscilla, and I know you're more aware of the history of how these brothers have come together. They've brought all this talent, from God's kingdom here on earth,
mm-hmm.
and bringing people like yourself and, Sherry and, Cameron, and of course, this new artist, Aaron Wright Thompson, that you know that she's going to be part of some future movies, no doubt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that about the Kendrick brothers. They tend to see potential in people and possibility in people and then put them in a position to be able to unearth that. And I will be forever grateful to them for that in my own life.
Now, you've done, at least three movies with them, haven't you?
Well, I've done three movies. The second one was with the Irwin brothers. It was I Can Only Imagine last year. So this is the third one. And listen, you couldn't have told me in a million years that I would ever be in a movie. So I can't believe that this is the third one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this has been incredible. And in the midst of all this that you're doing, you're a conference speaker, you and your husband going beyond ministries, how God is blessing you and blessing others, through your ministry. Give us an update for our audience on Going Beyond Ministries.
Yes, Going Beyond Ministries exists to really just help women in particular through the teaching of God's Word and then through books and Bible studies, just to introduce them to themselves in the Scripture, to introduce them to who God says that they are, what they can do as a result of the Holy Spirit living inside of them, and then, of course, to introduce them to Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's sort of been modernized and watered down a bit in some streams of the church, but our goal is to just come back to the pure milk of the Word of God, introduce them to Jesus, and then invite them to have a personal relationship and then an ongoing, maturing relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Priscilla, I was just having a conversation with Focus on the Family's Glenn Stanton, writing a book on the myth of the declining church. And what he reported was that the information that was being put out there was convoluted, because what they were looking at and merging all together was the church at large. And when they broke the numbers down, they found out that the churches who held to biblical truth and principles and were obedient to God's law, those are the churches that are fulfilling. Yeah. They are the ones that are growing. It's the others that have bought into this liberal theology, they're the ones that are plummeting, and rightfully so. But when you mix in the numbers, it gives people the false impression that the church is in peril.
Interesting. Yeah, I would agree.
It is amazing. I find that they would come to that kind of conclusion. I think some people would want to come to that conclusion because in this culture, this modernistic culture in which we live in, but the fact of the matter is there are people still looking for the truth. And, God bless you and your husband and your dad and your family, how you've been committed to pursuing the truth of God and courageously and fearlessly going out and sharing it with all of us. We need the encouragement, Priscilla, and we just thank you so much.
Thank you.
And like I said, there's some funny parts in there. And of course, it's athletic, too. It's about sports. You're going to have a good time. So Overcomer in theaters nationwide, August the 23rd. Priscilla Shire on Bill Martinez Live. Priscilla, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters I